Hi everyone, welcome back to Walking with God, and boy do I got an amazing episode for you guys today. But before we get into that, I just want to praise God so much right now. We just hit 100 listens today in less than 10 days. Six episodes, this is episode 7, with 100 listens, and we average 17 listeners per episode, and that's just amazing. God is blessing us so much. That means at least 100 times the gospel has been presented to people. Maybe it's the same people or it's different people, who knows, but it's still being out there, put out there. I'm just thankful, so thankful that God has allowed me to do this, and we've already seen a soul saved. So I'm just praising the Lord, and we're doing great things, and God will continue to work and hopefully bless it even more, and I'm so excited. Before we get into the lesson today, or the what I'm going to do the show on, is I just want to get in a quick prayer, and then we'll get started, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, God, I thank you for today, God. I thank you for letting me be able to go to work this morning and have a great day at work, God. And thank you so much for me to be able to wake up in general and just to be able to see and smell and hear and walk and all of my senses. And there's nothing wrong with me, God, and I just appreciate that. Thank you so much for protecting me while I sleep. And I ask you to continue to be with the podcast and give me the words to say today. And don't let me say anything you don't want me to say. And just please forgive me for my sins and where I fail you, God. I fail you every day, and I'm going to continue to fail you, God. I'm so thankful of your mercy and forgiveness, God. And just please keep forgiving me, God. And I thank you so much for that. God, please be with the listeners today. And if they have any needs in their life, God, please protect them. And please bless their needs, God, physically, mentally, financially, or any need they have, God. If it's, you know, they need a car, need a job, and they have a spouse that's in trouble, or they're fighting with their spouse, or somebody sick in their family, God, just please bless whatever need they have, God. And if someone's not saved listening to this podcast, please let them message me and or just do whatever I say at the end, God, just to get that right and make sure they're going to heaven, God. I would love to see more souls saved, God. Continue to bless us with this podcast, God. I love you. In your name I pray, amen. So I got a great episode for us today. The last few episodes have been really, really fun to do, just studying before the episode, you know, going through the word and doing this episode. I want to go over just a little more encouragement. I just want to be an encouragement to people. I want to go over not giving up. There are several verses in the Bible explaining about never giving up. God tells us, you know, God tells us a lot in his word not to give up, because it is a tough life we live. You know, sin causes a lot of things to go wrong. You know, from the day we're born, we're doomed. You know, and sin makes people broken. Sin crushes people, breaks you to your knees, keeps you longer than when you want to stay. You know, sin's only good for a season, and then boom, it hits you all at once. A lot of people constantly want to give up, and it's hard. But, you know, you're depressed, depression and sickness or anxiety, and it's just, you know, and people just want to give up. You know, suicide rate's at an all-time high. You know, people just don't think there's a way out. And there's a way out. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm going to be transparent, honest with you. The last few months I've been battling depression, anxiety super, super badly. And I've had friends, you know, give me books to read or sermons to listen to, some verses in the Bible to go over. It's really helped me out. God's really opened my eyes. God has really touched my heart, calmed me down, said I have this. And I just appreciate that. And God's put those people in my life, great friends I have that are there for me, that pray for me, that check on me. I love it. One of the first verses I want to get into, obviously, is one of the most famous verses, you know. Galatians 6:9, it says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So, don't be weary. We're going to reap what we sow if we don't give up. That's what that's saying. You know, if we faint not means if we don't give up. So we're going to reap the good. A lot of people are constantly think, I'm doing this for no reason. They're not caring, or, you know, I'm a good person. Everyone keeps walking over me. Don't be weary of your well-doing, and in due season you'll reap if you faint not, if you don't give up. If you don't give up. God talks about not giving up constantly. And then if we go over to Proverbs, Proverbs 24. If you go to Proverbs 24, verse 16, it says, "For a just man falleth seven times and rises up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief." It's a two-part verse. The main part I want to look at is just the first part. For a just man falleth seven times and rises up again. See, a just man falls. He fell seven times. He fell probably more than seven times, but he kept getting up. You can't stay on your knees. You can't stay on the ground. You have to get up. You have to keep going. There's work to be done out there for the Lord. There's more people to win. There's more things to do. You know, most people don't think they have a purpose. You know, God can use anything. God can use broken arrows. When you break an arrow, now it has 2 points to be used. And the God's not done with you. You can do any sin. You can do every sin in the world. God's not done with you. God can use anybody. You know, I've talked to a few friends of mine. You know, they say they're too far gone, or they're broken, or you know, and that hurts me because I know it's not true. You know, and God can use anybody. Like God, the potential people have to do God's will, to do great things for God, is unbelievable. But God gives us that potential, you know. God made us. But let's go over to, let's see. Let's go to Psalms 31. This is a good verse. Let me see. I wrote this one down. Psalms 31, verse 24, it says, "Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord." So, just be, and all these verses are going to sound like, you know, they're saying the same thing, because they are. It's about not giving up. So, obviously, I got the verses that talk about not giving up, but, you know, it's just saying, like, hope in the Lord. Like, have faith in God that he can bring you up and strengthen you and give you the hope in your heart, like, everything's fine, because in the end, I've read Revelations. In the end, we're gonna be okay. I've read the verses. We're gonna be fine. People, you know, this world is just a temporary place. We're just passing through. Don't give up. It's not worth it. Romans 12:12 says, "Rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation." Counting instant in prayer. Be patient in your tribulation. Be patient in your storm. Yes, it's tough to get through it, but God will get you through it. God puts people in your life to help you get through it. And I said this in my last episode with friends. God puts people because he knows it's hard to be down here by ourselves. He gives us friends, family, spouses, people that we can go to in confidence that can build us up. In 1 Corinthians 13:7, it says, "Beareth all things, believeth all things, hope all things, endureth all things." You can do it. God will not give you more than you can handle. And if he did give you more than you can handle, then guess what? You can go to him. Because he wants to hear your burdens. He wants you to put your burdens on him. It's. I know it's hard. Trust me. I've been through a lot in my life. You know, I'm single. I don't have a wife. I don't have really a mom and dad in my life. I know I live with my brother. He loves me. I have a great friends. They're my family. Like, I love them to death. And I've been through a lot in my life, but God has brought me out of it every single time. I am blessed. I have a job. I have a house. I have a car. I have food. Like, I'm as far as I know, I'm healthy. I give all glory to God of where I'm at today. I should be in jail or dead. We have to lift up each other. That's how we get out of the storm. That's how we don't give up. A lot of people give up because they don't think they have anybody. And I tell you what, if you're listening to this and you're my friend, or if you're not my friend, and you don't feel like you have anybody, you can always come to me. I will be there for you. I promise on everything. If you're a friend of mine and you're listening to this and you feel like you don't have anybody, you hit me, you message me. If you're not my friend and you want to message me, message me. If I don't know you and you're listening to this, message me. I will talk to you. We'll get through this together because that's what we're supposed to do. Ephesians 4:32 says, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. What does that say? Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgive one another. Be kind to one another. Don't give up. I know it's hard. I know. It's tough, you know. It's not the same as it was 10 years ago. But you can't give up. You can't let Satan win. This is what Satan wants. Like I said, Satan walks around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He can pick up on it. See, Satan's not all-knowing. He's not, you know, he's not omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. He's not any of that stuff. The only way he can attack you is if he picks on the stuff you give him attack you with. So if he sees you down, if he sees you saying stuff like my life sucks or I can't do this, he picks up on that and he whispers in your ear and says, you're right, you can't do this. He doesn't want you to serve the Lord. He doesn't want you to win people to Christ for the Lord. He doesn't want that. He doesn't want your life turned around. He wants you to be out partying and drinking and getting high and doing stupid stuff that can ruin your life. He wants you to drink and drive and get in that car wreck and be paralyzed. He wants you to hit that needle and get a disease from a dirty needle. He wants you to do that. He wants you to tell dirty jokes and be perverted. That's what Satan wants. Satan wants to destroy your life. Right now, it seems fun and you're having a great time and all your friends love you. But in an instant, sin is good for a season. That season's over. Your life's destroyed. And that's when you want to give up. But God said, don't give up because I have your back. Satan loses in the end, I promise. And let me tell you something. When that time comes, you don't want to be on the other side. You want to be on the side of the Lord. You want to be in heaven with the Lord. Because I'm telling you, when that time comes, and if you haven't made that decision yet, and you haven't accepted the Lord as your Savior, then you're going to die and go to hell with Satan. Satan will be with you. You'll be cast into a lake of fire. I know that's not popular to talk about. People get mad about it. Rodney, why are you talking about hell? You know, it's different now. No, it's not different now. I'm tired of this new generation sissifying God. No, God's real. God's not a sissy. And if you're not saved, if you don't believe in him, when you leave this earth, you will die and go to hell. And that's not harsh. It's just the truth. My God loves you and he is merciful and he will be there for you every step of the way. But if you don't accept him, he is a wrathful God. If you don't accept him, he will send you to hell. There's a better life out there, guys. There's a better life. It's not terrible serving God. It's the best thing in the world. I wake up happy. I have peace in my heart. I go to sleep with a peaceful heart. I don't have to worry about if I'm going to jail or if somebody's going to whatever, you know. I don't worry about that stuff. God has a peace in my heart. It's the most greatest thing I've ever felt. Let him in your heart. And the only way you can go to heaven is if you accept Christ as your Savior. If you believe God sent his Son to die on this cross, on that cross, for my sins and your sins, then he rose up again the third day. If you believe that in your heart, you can go to heaven when you die. God will take you to heaven. God's not a liar. If you do that, he'll take you to heaven. I'm going to say this on every episode because this is the most important thing. No matter what I'm teaching about or what I'm doing the podcast over, this is the final point. None of the stuff I teach on matters if you're not going to heaven. So the only way you can get to heaven, you can't work yourself there. You can't have a great heart. Your heart's not big enough to get into heaven. Your good deeds are not big enough to get into heaven. You don't have no amount of money in the world can get you into heaven. The only way to get to heaven is if you believe that God sent his son, Jesus, to die on the cross for your sins. It's the greatest decision you'll ever make. It's not a popular one with the world. So the stuff has to change. If you the world doesn't like that. The world doesn't like that. But in the end, that doesn't matter. Because in the end, if you don't accept him, he will cast you with Satan into a lake of fire. And that's not what he wants. So I'm going to pray a prayer. This prayer does not save you. It doesn't get you to heaven. The only way to get to heaven is if you believe this in your heart. The only reason I say the prayer is because some people don't know how to talk to God. It's a new time. New Christians don't know how to do it. So I like to give an example. This prayer does not get you to heaven. What you believe in your heart gets in you to heaven. If you say this prayer and you fully believe in your heart, you will get to heaven. Dear Heavenly Father God, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve hell. God, I don't want to go to hell. God, I believe you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for my sins, and I believe you did rise him up again on the third day. God, please come into my heart and save my soul from hell and take me to heaven when I die. Thank you, God. I love you. In your name I pray, amen. If you said that prayer and you fully believe it in your heart, the words you're saying, if you fully believe in them, God will take you to heaven when your time is over. But if you don't do that, then your soul will perish forever. But if you did that, you're part of the family now, and I'm so excited for you. And you get all the promises, all the blessings. God will always be there for you. He will always hear your prayer. You're now part of the family. I would love to hear from you if you accepted Christ as your Savior. If you have any prayer requests about anything, I will pray for you. Just message me on Facebook or whatever social media I have you on. If you're on with me, you can message me on here or text message. I love doing this, guys. I just love it. I've gotten so much encouragement from you guys. People love it. I've actually talked to some of my friends that don't even go to church, and they love it. So it's it's kind of overwhelming how much support I'm getting, but I love it. God's good. God's blessing is raining down. When he opens up the floodgates, it happens. But I love you guys. I'll be back tomorrow with another episode. Again, I'm not starting the Proverbs series in February. I'm going to start that in March. So tomorrow we'll be back with another episode on Thursday, and I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Have a good night.